volunteer. Because this kid said to me, they're trying to get me to A.L. Williams for yourself. He said, you don't like money? One of my graduates, graduate assistants. So I do tutoring too, but I do it for money. She does, she got a school now. I'm proud of her. I said, no, I do it for free. Mm-hmm. And I feel good about the boy, the one last that I had. He didn't know, but he had a job problem. Not his case, they cut back. He had to go all the way to Columbia to work. Whatever. But I cleared carpet on it. He said, he can read. Yeah. In fact, to get his full certificate, I talked to him, he has a little boy they brought him to see me.
That's me.
And I wanted to get that certificate that I'm proud of. I'm proud of what I did with it. It gave him a whole lot of confidence and whatever. Mm-hmm. His wife was happy about it because she has a bachelor. Mm-hmm. And he was a husband, couldn't read. And she worked, started a master's in college. She said, but he turned. I said, that's all right, but I'm going back. But now he can be a man, he can read the stuff and basically and what all that. That's one of my tasks. That one I was very, and that took, we did it, what, 3 days a week? He dropped that on me. Mm-hmm. He really wanted to get it in front of him, you know, so he could read. He was very much concerned that it happened. And he knew my second brother, who was deceased as of last May. You see, you're so-and-so brother. I know you. we met in the education place up in the grid. He said, oh, I'm happy. I said, what I'm going to do? But he came very dutifully cold. Really. We met here at my house, which made it easier on me, though. Mm-hmm. I had one or two friends, a whole group, my wife's sorority did it. The guy cracked on me. I got, he's going back to work with his master. He said, one of I was just tagging along with my wife. I was taking the training for real. But they fixed me. I got a student there very, when we finished the course, they're very much. Yeah, but he was a blessing. That's of all those I can, and those are what I like take all my time almost. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And then see, aside for the two positions in the church, I mean, on one of the choirs, I'm on the education committee. I was doing a dual thing at the church early. I'm the clerk, and I'm on the education committee, and I'm the one assigned to line up the graduates and get that and get the program and we will order them. Next Father's Day would have been this Sunday, but three of them graduated from high school this Sunday. And we, my idea rather it wasn't fair to graduate, they couldn't be there. Mm-hmm. We're having it to honor them. And the Sunday May, it's better to prolong or make it longer than to cut it. And so they agreed to do it next Sunday. Mm-hmm. Everybody should be there. Now some of the college people will have left because we honor everyone. You know, go on right. Jobs and what have you. But we've done it, and they were in the church all along, they've gotten the basic all of it. Mm-hmm. So serve the younger ones. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's good. Well, I have just a whole lot of questions here about just what terms do you use to call different things? So, and it may be.
Jarmin! No, I forgot. Hermine! Can't call her, she belongs to somebody else. I need something to drink. Do you know what I mean? Tell your mother I need something to drink. My mouth's getting dry. Water, something or something or something. I have to keep in mind that that's her new husband.
Yep.
Oh, you mean we haven't finished yet?
Oh no, that was just the beginning.
I gotta write that stuff back and call it on a plate.
Okay, if you, maybe you give me terms that you use yourself or that you remember hearing people use when you were growing up and so forth. But like, for example, what do you call this room of the house?
When I was growing up, we called it the living room mm-hmm. or the front room.
Mm-hmm.
I think basically now we call it